Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe in Duluth and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission. I'm your host, Maya Morton. There's a film critic in all of us, but could we do any better? Filmmaking is an enormous undertaking. Even a 30-second spot can take months to create, and without funding, it's all extremely challenging. Filmmakers in Duluth strut their stuff this week. It's the Frozen Yeti Film Festival, and Thursday night is the final showcase of all the winners. 8:30 p.m., it's right here on the UMD campus next to the Tweed Museum in Bohannon 90. The winning films will be shown. It's open to the public. UMD students talked with Radio Gallery and shared their experience of getting their films ready for the film festival.
Spencer Johnson, I'm a graphic design / digital studio arts major.
I'm Andy Lindberg, I work in the Multimedia Hub. The Yeti is the yearly film festival that Kirby Program Board puts on. There's theatrical, documentary, 30-second short, music video, and library.
I have two movies entered this year. I'm doing the library category and then the documentary category. Well, the documentary was originally from class. It was a self-portrait, and I did a self-portrait myself. So for 3 days, I walked around with a camera, and then I compiled all the footage I got in the one day of my whole day going through. So kind of weird walking around with the camera. Got a lot of weird looks, and I had a little steady cam that looked like a camera on a steering wheel. I got a lot of weird looks with that. It'll be the camera being my eyes. When I'm walking down the hall, if I see someone, I'll turn and wave, and they'll wave at me, and then it's just basically my day without ever really seeing me.
One of them is a video portrait of a dog told through the perspective of a dog. It's the dog Buster, and the camera's Buster, the sounds are Buster, and experience is the dog, and the dog goes through the house and goes outside and runs away and finds the fire hydrant and does everything a dog wants to do.
So originally, the library had their own contest. It had to be filmed in the library and had to be about the library. This year, they added it to the Yeti because it came close to like the Yeti, and so they might as well just put it together. Me and another kid that works at the Multimedia, we did a cops version of the library security. So we got a friend, and he got the library security shirt on, and then we just took some of the rules that the library takes really seriously and kind of joked around with it a bit. We just let the guy that was the security guard just have his free reign for whatever he wanted to say. It was hilarious watching him go. We had no clue what was going to come out of him. He did a really good job, and that ended up being like 8 minutes, which I was surprised if it was that long, but one part of the film, the guy's walking, and he starts sniffing, and he like looks at the boom mic guy, which happened to be me, and he's like, "Do you smell that?" And I'm like, "No," and he like takes off running and tracks out on a guy like a floor above him with like a burrito, and then it turned into like a chase scene. And
sound is the biggest challenge. I've started doing almost all voiceovers afterwards. In the dog movie, when I was filming it, I didn't realize I was crunching the ground. Dogs don't crunch the ground like rubber boots do, and so I had to like dub over the sound of just a dog breathing into a camera. That solved the problem. I love the production just because it's where I get really excited. So I've made this thing of my own, and I'm out there doing it. And then the best part is when you're done with the post-production, because usually you're really tired because you just sat and you've watched the same clip 15 times and you just want it done. And then you finally get it, you're like, all right, I'm done, and put it away.
When I was a little kid, I used to BMX bike and snowboard. My cousin and I and all my friends, we'd always make biking videos of us. Eventually, when I got to high school, we had a newscast that was pretty serious for high school. So I started doing that, and then I transferred to St. Cloud State, and I was in TV production, and then I switched out of that and came up here for the digital arts major.
UMD students are not the only independent filmmakers showing in Duluth. Minneapolis filmmakers say if you get creative, write a good story, and work your butt off, you can make a feature-length film for under $5,000. In fact, they're screening their movie Thieves Like Us, a feature-length action comedy made for $3,200. It's playing at the Duluth Playground on March 5th and 6th, that's next week, at 7:30 p.m. It'll be followed by the Q&A with the director Jared Brooks and Daniel Quayle. They welcome aspiring filmmakers to find out how you, too, can make a film for under $5,000. And remember, the Yeti Film Festival winners showing Thursday at 8 p.m. next to the Tweed on the UMD campus. Radio Gallery, produced by Chloe Walsh and Maya Morton, with music by Willie Murphy, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, by the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior, and by Lizard's Art Gallery and Framing in Duluth. For more information on the Yeti Film Festival and the independent film Thieves Like Us, or to subscribe to the podcast of Radio Gallery, or to listen again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. For KUMD, I'm Maya Morton. Thanks for listening.